Chile continues to struggle with the ghosts of the military regime which ruled the country during the 1970s and 80s. Yesterday, the head of that regime, General Augusto Pinochet, ignored a court order to submit to a mental competency exam. His failure to show is seen as open defiance of the judge who wants to put Pinochet on trial for human rights violations. Also yesterday, Chile's current president, Ricardo Lagos, announced the military had turned over information on 180 cases of torture and execution from the Pinochet era. NPR's Martin Casti is in Santiago. Any reason given for Pinochet's failure to show?
Well, Bob, Pinochet's lawyers the past few days have been using sort of legalistic arguments against these medical competency tests. Basically, they're unhappy with the sequence of events. They don't like the competency test coming right before a possible interrogation. All of these objections are based on Chilean law and don't really go to the heart of the matter, but they've been trying to avoid it based on these arguments. Really, it's baffling to a lot of observers, the fact that Pinochet has avoided these tests, because in a lot of ways, these tests were probably his last easy out, his last easy way of avoiding a trial. If he appeared to be senile or mentally just incompetent, he's 85 and his health is fading. If, you know, our test had come out that way, this whole thing would be over. But he's not shown up, and it now looks like that option may no longer be available to him.
Will he be arrested now?
Well, that's certainly what the opposition, or I should say left wing of politics here in Chile, wants to see. They're calling for him to be arrested, especially victims' rights groups. The lawyers for the families of those who are missing have been asking for him to be arrested, to be put under house arrest. That would be a dramatic moment in Chilean public life here if the former leader of this country, the sort of father figure to the military establishment here, were put under arrest. The judge in charge of this case, Juan Guzman, has that option now. Whether he'll do it or not is another question. This prosecution is a very political as well as legal enterprise, and Guzman has to be very careful about how he proceeds now. But he certainly, his hand seems to be strengthened if he does want to arrest him.
And President Lagos, how's he feel about it?
Well, President Lagos in the past has been very critical of Pinochet's role in the 1970s regime, especially when Lagos was a presidential candidate. He was very critical. Now he's being scrupulously neutral, repeating over and over again that this is a matter for the courts, for the judiciary. He doesn't make direct comments, very rarely makes direct comments on the Pinochet situation. But, you know, he's walking a political tightrope, and he's been trying as president to sort of affect a national reconciliation here, at least to start that kind of process, which hasn't really happened in Chile. To that end, he's started this national dialogue table process, as he calls it, in which he's been encouraging the military to turn information over about disappearances, to do this anonymously. And that's what he did last night. He went on TV and he announced that some of this information had been turned over regarding 180 disappearances. And he actually praised the military's courage for admitting its culpability in some of these disappearances.
And is that likely to help heal some of the divisions in Chilean society?
Well, it'll certainly come as a relief to the families of at least these 180 disappeared people. In Chile, there's a lot of importance placed on the right of a decent Christian burial, as they put it. And these families will now have the satisfaction of having loved ones identified, knowing for sure when, how, and where they were killed, possibly finding the bodies and giving them a decent burial. But, you know, in general, victims groups especially are upset because they believe it's a relatively small number of cases that the military has admitted to, especially compared to the estimated thousands that disappeared during the mid-1970s. So there's sort of a mixed feeling here. Last night there was a big protest outside of the presidential palace after the speech announcing this information, basically calling Lagos an appeaser, that it's a sellout. This is not enough information. The military is not confessing to enough here to effect any kind of reconciliation.
NPR's Martin Casti in Santiago, Chile.